Hello everyone, welcome to Siyakhuluma Podcast with Talk. It's Nico here today. I'm so excited to be again. I'm back with the updates for the podcast. I know people wonder, where is the next episode? Well, I want to be honest with you. I'm working on the project now, which means the project is on the break. So I have to wait for them to come back. And then the weather is nice. Everybody deserves a holiday. So when they come back, we'll continue. We've got two more episodes to do with the Mental Health Foundation. Then if you listen to the first one, so you might understand what I'm talking about. So we're raising awareness on the Mental Health Foundation or doing their podcast. But for this episode, it's just me. I'm going to be talking to you, telling you what's going on and what's coming. First of all, I just said I hope everyone enjoyed the refugee week. I did myself. Yes, I started volunteering to a new project in Scotland called Ubuntu. Ubuntu is just like working with children. It's about education in Scotland. Mainly for me, I volunteer to go to schools and share my story as a living experience. And as well, learning as I work with kids is very exciting. So yes, I was volunteering with them again during the refugee week. I get to go about a few events in Scotland. It was nice to see people getting on, projects getting on together and people celebrating. And yeah, sharing. But I was talking to my friend. I don't think she mind if I mention her name. Miriam, she passed in Manchester, in England. So while we were talking, unfortunately, the recording we were doing, it didn't come out okay. But we're just talking about, she was asking me, Nico, what people celebrate actually on the refugee week? That question stuck with me. I was like, well, for me personally, I think it's a hard question to answer because it's hard to celebrate, to look at it as a celebration or as, I still can't answer that. Maybe the audience can do help me because I think she was trying to say like, this is not a new event. Refugees, they've been coming to Europe for years and years. And secondly, it's not a fresh refugee week. The question was like, where are those famous refugees? We actually use Mafara as an example. That would be nice to see him speaking during the refugee week, raising awareness. I'm sure, don't get me wrong, I'm sure he does in some communities and stuff, but we're just making example that that may be a celebration of the heroes. People build up some of the UK towns. Yeah, so we're just having a good chat, actually. And she talked about her project as well in Manchester. So I'm not going to go deep into that because I forgot some of the stuff we talk about. But I'm just saying, yeah, we had some few questions asking ourselves, what is people celebrating, actually, you know? So yeah, that was a good one. We're going to do it again. I think we're going to talk. I'm going to speak to her again properly. So we're going to do that, then we'll share with you. So where I was talking about my involvement on these charities project in Scotland. It's really amazing. Every time I do something, I'm learning. You know what I mean? Like, we want to, in Scotland, go to schools and talk to young kids. They ask lots of questions, believe me. They ask, and you need to be honest, because this is another new generation that they need to understand. We're not telling them what to do, what to think, whatever. We're just basic stuff. Like they ask me questions. Where are you from? I'm from Zimbabwe. Do you know where they come from, Zimbabwe? Some of them guess. You can play some quiz with them. So yeah, I enjoy it. So far, so good. So I think that was my favorite story. Things are done during the refugee week. But the other thing, like, I'm also going to talk about the things that concern me and the things that I'm excited that is happening. Rwanda, they come and lost the case. I'm so excited. That's why you hear me laughing. And I'm so happy that even they're going to appeal, I don't think they'll get it right. That's really, really amazing. That's good news for everyone, I think. who's involved in these projects on, because this podcast mainly was created for our voices to be heard. When I mean our voices, refugees and asylum seekers, our voices to be heard through the podcast. But now it's open to anyone as long as you're part of the project. And especially I like to talk more to service providers because service users, I talk a lot to them, but service providers, they don't seem to come forward to tell me exactly how they do the work and how they feel when they go home. Because for me, I've always been asked, please tell me your story. But you guys never tell us your story. Please don't get me wrong. I had so many few very good service providers from different charities come to the podcast, different topics and that. But we're still looking for more. So if you think one of them, or if you think that you can use the podcast on your project to raise awareness or to let people to know what you do, I'll tell you what, I worked a few projects already. So basically what they do, sometimes they create their own questions instead of me asking randomly. So I just follow instructions from the project. Then they bring the people that I should be interviewing or talking to them. It worked very well. It does. If you look on, if you go on the episodes, like on Spotify, you can see lots of different episodes are done. You might find those projects I'm talking about. So yes, that's what the podcast can do for you. Another thing, I think you're going to hear me talking about the issues that bothers me in our communities. Some stuff that I also maybe been a bit worried about personally, you know. So I'm not going to go straight to it because this is that intro. So keep listening and then you get to that. I think that's the intro update about the podcast. And keep listening. It's not the end. This is just the beginning. So don't stop. As I mentioned from the beginning that I'm involved working with a mental health foundation on their podcast. It's really important to actually talk about this because when I was doing the interview for a mental health foundation, talking to Dr. David on the first episode, I learned a lot. But I'm still stuck in my head about how to go around it to our communities, in our community. How do we get to support each other's, especially refugees and asylum seekers? It's really, really getting worse because if you're not allowed to work, you don't know where you're going to get the next, you know. Work sometimes is not only about money. Sometimes about waking up, looking forward for doing something beneficial as well. But not only money, like you can't sit in one place. You just want to do something and you're not allowed to work. And some other places like me, I'm from Zimbabwe. If you ask me like years back, Nico, do you understand what mental health is? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know because like, we were born where a man should not cry, a man should not complain. And secondly, in my village, when they say we got mental health, you better be like maybe start taking your clothes, running on the street. And then we're like, yeah, see that man? He has a mental health. But now I'm in Europe. I think I'm very lucky, actually, to be here and get involved in these projects. And, yeah, all that I do, it helps to learn. What I'm trying to say is for other people who are listening there, if you work with refugees and asylum seekers, the main thing for me that kept me going was volunteering. Still, I'm still a volunteer. Volunteering is one of the main key not to stay in the house, not to get caught up on too much thinking, anxiety and stuff. It does help. Sometimes, yes, it might feel like you're overused or you're used, but I'm not using the negative way, but it can feel like that way. But, you know, you can always choose to volunteer in different projects or charities that they actually got something that you like to do. Sometimes you can just go to a project. You don't have to actually do anything. They could drop in and stuff like that. It's better than staying in the house. So, yeah, I see that is a big thing in our communities. And I think the most cause of mental health in our communities is poverty. As I mentioned before, work is really good to do. So yeah, so that was that. I mean that, so the other things like for me in the communities, this, as I started in the beginning, I said I'm going to actually be talking about things that bothers me in our communities. Not in a bad way, that people don't talk about it because maybe, I don't know, alcohol, drugs. There's these things that, especially here in Glasgow, for example, I'm not saying Glasgow people, I'm talking about people in my community, which means, you know what I mean, like African communities or refugees or asylum seekers. Some of these people, they really go in the wrong direction right now. Not because they want to, because the system is set up for that to fail you, you know. And you can see, like, people are drinking a lot. I don't know, sometimes I get confused, like, is that because of pandemic? Is that because of COVID? What's going on, man? People are just going crazy and stuff like that. But it's wrong, I think, if you... I'm going to talk about myself, for example. If I can't afford to go out or much and drink, like some people, I'm not going to say name, but I can see them, they go like Monday to Sunday sometimes. And I can't really stop, approach them and say, oh man, I think this is getting too out of control. I can't do that because it's not my business. But when it comes to this kind of a talk, picks and talks, that's why the podcast maybe, it might help if we start having discussions about what we see in our communities and how can we tackle it, how can we raise awareness by saying, cut down, maybe. I'm not a specialist, please, don't get me wrong. But I can see things. Then I'm wondering, like, how can we get this sorted out? Because it's really, really causing a lot of problems. Health issues. A lot of... violence, people fighting on a Friday, Saturday. We see it on there. Anyway, it's not only, I'm not talking about only in my community. I think it's naturally as human beings, if we took something that overpower our brains, we end up thinking something else. So I'm not generalizing here. I'm just saying there is a problem around the world in our these communities. The reason why I mention our communities because that's what I came here to talk about. But I'm not here to generalize people. I'm not here to say, oh, these people are worse and stuff. But I'm saying, how can we get to this solve this problem ourselves instead of waiting for the government? Because the government set up everybody to fail anyway. So I don't see that happening. Maybe also like in the projects that work with asylum seekers and refugees to actually put that on your program. I know it's written, you drink when you join volunteer, you have to tick some stuff. But that's not enough. That's like someone can just say it because they're sober, but, you know. So I think that needs to, I'm not saying people should what, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but I'm just saying if it was me, maybe I'll start actually having these discussions with service users and talk to people and stuff like that. That is the other thing I came here to talk about, what I see in our communities. But I'm not here to tell people what to do, but I can see it. Even myself, I have to back up a bit. I see myself as there. I'm a lived experience. I've been there. There were some times I was like, really didn't want to go home because that was not my home. It's like you're going to stay with other people sometimes. You know, the more you stay out, the more you're wishing maybe, you know, it's better. So it's not easy. It's hard. So if you think I'm here to talk about something, I don't know. I've been there. And as I said earlier on, volunteering saved my life. And actually be creative, like what I'm doing now, it also helps and get involved. So I think everyone is different, to be honest. But I'm just saying, for me, that was the only tool, is to get volunteering, get involved, attend lots of workshops, attend lots of, even if you're not invited, just turn up if you like it. You know, there's lots of free stuff. So that's my message to those who are struggling out there as refugees. Like, I know it's not easy, but we can do it sometimes. You just do try. If it fails, keep trying something else. Maybe come up with something. So yeah, I think that's that for me for today to update on the podcast. I'm going to keep talking and keep actually raising awareness as well about our situations. You know what I mean? And raising awareness as well to fight against home office. I volunteered, as I said, so maybe a few really good projects. I volunteered with NACOM. I don't know if people know NACOM, based in England. I'm based in Scotland. So I'm a NACOM community researcher. So we're almost about to, launch our report. Then I volunteer with One Strong Voice, based in London as well. He used to be part of Freedom From Torture. So you can tell I'm really trying to do my best to be part of this organization or charities that really help asylum seekers and refugees and fight for the case of Rwanda. I think that's what we should do now, to also try to get involved as much as you can. You don't have to go on the street, but there's a lot of stuff you can do online. And yeah, so there's, yeah, I think that's what I can say for me. That's what I do. And as I said earlier on, if you wish to come to the podcast or you want to use the podcast for your project, please keep in touch with me. It's always going to find on Sia Kuluma on Spotify. You can find my email there or contact. Or even if you go www.wetalkspodcast.co.uk. And you can find us on Facebook, Sia Kuluma We Talk Podcast. On Facebook, it's easy. Actually, you can just text me. Then I can see the message on Messenger. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and share it and listen to your friends. And yeah, thank you for listening to me. And let's keep fighting for the human rights, and let's keep supporting each other, and let's keep sharing this episode.